Matthew chapter 4. We read scripture in order to be refreshed in our memory and understanding of the story within which we ourselves are actors, to be reminded where it has come from and where it is going to, and hence what our own part within it ought to be. Jesus' answer would become scripture. However, in each temptation, Jesus answers with, "It is written." This way, he honored and emphasized the authority of the Holy Scriptures. Satan also answers using the Scriptures. Hence the importance not only of reading the Scriptures, but also of knowing it as one who interprets the message of truth correctly. For this reason, from the beginning of the daily reading program to 5x5x5, we have had a weekly analysis of what was read each day to complement the reading. Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." The doctrine of the divine authority of Holy Scripture constitutes an important component in the words of God that Jesus preached. And if he was mistaken on this point, he was wrong at a point that is most closely tied in with the religious life, and he can no longer be recognized as our highest prophet. We cannot take Jesus seriously as a teacher and reject his own teaching concerning Holy Scripture. "Mine to chide me when I rove, mine to show a Savior's love, mine thou art to guide and guard, mine to punish or reward."